بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The Supreme Leader's View of Palestine. The Results of Discord in the Islamic Ummah. The movement started by Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh, revived the issue of Palestine and provided it with the support of Islamic faith, which has always been accompanied by selfless jihad. Imam Khomeini never gave up his support for the oppressed people across the world because of any considerations for the global bullies. He continued to describe the issue of Palestine as the main issue. In his speeches and testament, Imam Khomeini explicitly expressed the importance he placed on Muslims' cries for help. He unambiguously defended the rights of the oppressed, the Palestinian nation, and all other oppressed nations. That was the Imam's path stressed in his lifestyle and treatment. A Palestinian youth told me that those who are imprisoned in the occupied Palestinian lands compose poems inspired by the magnanimous father of the Islamic Revolution. The memory of the Imam, the revolution, and the selfless efforts of the Iranian nation are to be found even inside those cells.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
If Muslims were united today, and if they relied on the spirituality of Islam, the enemy could not openly persecute and torture the Palestinian nation on its homeland. The events of Palestine deeply sadden and agitate all moral human beings, even those who are not very religious. Supporting the oppressed Palestinian people and their valiant uprising is the religious duty of all of us. Today, a Muslim country, which is covered in blood, is calling on the Islamic Ummah to support it from the middle of the battlefield. I will never forget the Palestinian woman who was crying for help from Muslims in front of reporters' cameras. All Muslims and Arabs must voice their support for the legitimacy of the Palestinian people's battle. In international gatherings, it must be stressed that the defenseless people of Palestine, whose rights have been violated, are entitled to fight for their lost rights. Therefore, continuation of intifada and resistance is the absolute right of the Palestinian people, and international laws must respect this right. Unfortunately, these laws are usually interpreted in favor of the arrogant global powers' wishes.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been